Yes, a full military band was on hand to welcome Russia's President Vladimir Putin to Prague on Wednesday, the first state visit by a Russian president for 13 years. Waiting for him at the castle gates was the Czech President Václav Klaus, who later held a state banquet in Mr. Putin's honour. Rob Cameron is following the visit and joins me in the studio now. 13 years, Rob, quite a long time for a Russian president not to visit the Czech Republic.
Yes, it is indeed, Peter. Relations between the Czech Republic and Russia took something of a turn for the worse after the fall of communism in 1989 for a number of reasons. The Czechs, who were once, of course, very much in the Soviet camp, joined NATO and the EU. They turned their backs on Moscow. There was also a long, protracted argument about Russia's Soviet-era debt to the Czech Republic. And finally, there was the question of Chechnya. Many Czech officials, chief among them the former president Václav Havel, were very critical of Russian actions in Chechnya, and that didn't go down well in Moscow.
Okay, so that's all changed now, has it?
Pretty much. Russia has come to terms with the fact that the Czech Republic is in NATO and the EU. The debt was finally settled last year, and Mr. Havel has been replaced by Václav Klaus, who is, of course, a far more pragmatic and more business-oriented leader, and one who's made normalising relations with Moscow one of his priorities. And that's what this visit is all about, showing that the two countries have entered a new phase in their relationship, and they've been discussing such things as Russian oil and gas supplies to the Czech Republic and investment opportunities for Czech firms in Russia.
Okay, but I understand that Mr. Putin also apologised for the 1968 Soviet-led invasions. Pretty big, isn't it?
Well, almost. We have to be very careful here. Apology is the word that's being used by the Czech media and others today, but Mr. Putin didn't go quite that far. He spoke of 68 as a tragedy, but it was Mr. Yeltsin, Boris Yeltsin, his predecessor, who visited Prague in 93 for the last time. He described 68 as an act of aggression. So at the press conference after Mr. Putin's meeting with Mr. Klaus, he was asked how he viewed the events of 1968, and this is what he said.
Президент Ельцин, когда был в Чехии в 93 году, высказывался не в личном качестве, а от имени Российской Федерации.
When President Yeltsin visited the Czech Republic in 1993, he was not speaking just for himself. He was speaking for the Russian Federation and for the Russian people. Today, not only do we respect all agreements signed previously, we also share all the evaluations that were made at the beginning of the 1990s. I must tell you with absolute frankness, we do not, of course, bear any legal responsibility, but the moral responsibility is there, of course.
Ответственность, конечно, присутствует, по-другому и быть не может.
Words of Vladimir Putin there. Now, Rob, what else is he up to in Prague, Mr. Putin?
Well, on Thursday, he laid flowers at the graves of Russian soldiers who died liberating Czechoslovakia in 1945. And later in the day, he was due to hold talks with Czech officials, including the Prime Minister, Jiří Paroubek. There again, I think we can expect to hear a strong message that the two countries have mended their fences and they're now looking to the future, not the past.
OK, Rob, thank you very much.